Hypothesis testing of the mean. The case with unknown variance. To illustrate the hypothesis test, let's take this simple example of a problem. We have a claim: the average student drinks 2 pints of beer on a Saturday, and we want to test this claim. So the claim itself is a hypothesis. It is a statement about an average, and it says that that average is 2 pints. So that can be used as a null hypothesis. H0 says mu equals 2. In this case, contrary to some previous videos, we know nothing about the standard deviation sigma. But we can start with the same approach. We poll a number of students to give us n observations, and the basis for our test statistic is the sample mean bar x of all those observations. The challenge occurs when we try to understand the probability distribution of the test statistic. We have a small n, so we cannot use the central limit theorem. And we don't know sigma, so we have an impartial understanding at best of the underlying observations. So, to arrive at the solution, try and recall, what did we do when we had the confidence interval with small n and unknown sigma? What we did was to use students' t-distribution. To do that, we need to assume that each of the xi have normal distribution, but we don't have to know sigma, and we don't have to rely on the central limit theorem, so we can do away with we can do with a very small n. So the t-distribution is what we are going to use. In the case with known sigma, we had to normalize the test statistic to get a standard normally distributed variable z. Now in the case with unknown sigma, we do a similar normalization to get a t-distributed variable t. The formula is very similar. We subtract the mean, mu, the expected value, that is 2 under the null hypothesis, and we divide by the standard deviation, except now this is the sample standard deviation. For the set statistic, we used the population standard deviation. Now we use a sample standard deviation. And with the sample standard deviation, we get a t-distribution. So S is a standard deviation, sample standard deviation of the underlying observation x, and S divided by the square root of n is then the estimated standard deviation of bar x. The result here is that t is t distributed with n minus 1 degrees of freedom, where n is the number of observations. And this t is what we use as our test statistic. This plot shows the probability density function for the t distribution for different numbers of degrees of freedom. So the approach for the hypothesis test is similar to before. We have to find the right curve, say the green one, 4 degrees of freedom. We find a tail on that curve of alpha half, one tail on each side. The end of this area marks the critical values. If we make an observation between the critical values, we retain H0. If we find an extreme value outside the two critical values, we reject H0. If we have many observations, that is, n is very large, we can use a normal distribution. You can see here the different t distributions. This is 1 degree of freedom, 2 degrees of freedom, 4 degrees of freedom, 9 and 19. The red curve is the normal distribution. So from about 20, you need to use quite a few significant digits to see a difference between the normal distribution and the t-distribution. And beyond 50, there is practically no point of using the t-distribution. So the t-distribution in practice is used when we have relatively small n. To summarize, we have seen how to test the hypothesis H naught, saying that mu equals mu naught when sigma is unknown. The test here concerns the population mean mu, and we use the sample mean bar x as the basis for our test statistic. We need to normalize the test statistic to using this formula to get a t-distributed variable with n minus 1 degrees of freedom, where n is the number of observations used to calculate the sample mean. The decision we make is similar to before. We reject H0 with significance level alpha in the one-sided case if the observation is greater than t alpha with n minus 1 degrees of freedom, where t alpha n minus 1 is defined as this probability, or is defined by this probability equation. In the two-sided case, we look at the absolute value of t and we compare it to t of alpha half. It's still the same definition of t alpha half. We have just changed the probability from alpha to alpha half. So it is all very similar to the case with known sigma, but we need a different distribution and we need to use the sample standard deviation. Thank you.